Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey cattle producers, in the new year, it's time for Bell Ringer 34 from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming up the 12th, 13th, 14th of January, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, being held live in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at Embassy Suites Convention Center, South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. each morning, 139,500 head will be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, cattle came under pressure yesterday as traders are concerned over the slaughter pace. Packers would like to purchase more cattle to run higher chain speeds, but the disruption of the workforce is prohibiting it. Feedlots would like to move market-ready cattle rather than hold them and continue to feed them with high-priced corn. The result is expected to be lower cash this week, with estimates of $1 to $2 lower. Packers have been able to purchase cattle for deferred delivery, which increases some of the negativity of the market. On the hogs, the futures plummeted for the second straight day, eliminating most of the gains since the week before Christmas. The bullishness of cash strength last week came to an abrupt halt. Hogs are current in the country, but slower slaughter paces and increasing concern. The National Direct afternoon report showed cash down $1.06. Cutouts were higher with a gain of 52 cents. Good news did come from the announcement of a new trade agreement with India. India has agreed to allow the imports of pork and pork products, which has been nearly two decades in the making. All three wheat futures markets, along with Paris milling wheat futures, continuing the upward connection, looking to close higher for the third consecutive day. All of the markets remain very oversold, especially Minneapolis March. Traders are waiting the results of the tender by Iraq, which nominally is for 50,000 metric tons, but expected to be closer to 500,000 metric tons. Ahead of the widely anticipated January USDA WASDE report, spot corn futures remain firm, moving in a sideways back-and-forth trade, remaining over $6. Corn inspections on Monday were much better at over 40 million bushels, but remain 15% below a year ago. Weather in southern Brazil and Argentina, following scorching temperatures and dryness, is forecast to turn cooler and wetter. Following Monday's sharp decline in March soybeans, futures are up just over a penny early on Tuesday. World vegetable oil markets are again firm.
Hey cattle producers, in the new year, it's time for Bell Ringer 34 from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming up the 12th, 13th, 14th of January, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, being held live in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at Embassy Suites Convention Center, South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. each morning, 139,500 head will be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
February live cattle down $1.07, $136.25. April down $1.47, $140.57. January feeder cattle down $1.17, $160.92. March down $1.32 yesterday, $165.35. February hogs down $1.27 at $78.37. Now Kansas City wheat, March was up a 3 1/4, $7.78 1/4. May up 2 1/4 yesterday, $7.78 1/4. Chicago wheat, March up 3 1/2, $7.62. May up 3 cents, $7.63 1/2. March corn down 7 cents, $5.99 3/4. May down 6 1/2, $6.01 1/4. March soybeans down 25 1/2, $13.84 3/4.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.